All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM. Today on the program, calling from Holden, Massachusetts, we have a licensed acupuncturist. She is the owner of Holden Acupuncture. You can check them out online, www.holdenacupuncture.com. That's H-O-L-D-E-N, acupuncture.com. Robin Chapman, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be here. Thank you.
And glad to have you. Please share with us a little bit about your work as an acupuncturist. What exactly do you do?
So I see patients. People come in for all different reasons. I always tell people that Chinese medicine is a whole system of medicine, just like Western medicine. Western medicine has its strong suits, and Chinese medicine has its strong suits. So people come in, I talk with them about what's going on. We do health history, and we come up with a treatment plan for them.
I want to backtrack for a moment. I want to hear about your background. What inspired you to pursue Chinese medicine?
Probably all sorts of things. In college, I was an anthropology major, and I was pretty interested in travel and in different cultures. Initially, it did not have a healthcare piece for me. And then with various family members going through some different health issues, I found myself drawn to looking at other healthcare options in general, not necessarily related to my anthropology interests. And so I became interested in nutrition and interested in more preventative medicine, ways to boost the immune system. And the two interest areas kind of melded together when I started studying East Asian culture and philosophy a little bit. The history behind Chinese medicine was fascinating to me and their worldview. So all of that, of course, that didn't come to me till I was finishing college. So I had to change course a little bit with my decision that I was actually going to go into healthcare, related to that.
All right. So take me through your approach. When you work with a brand new client, maybe someone that's never had this done before, how do you get the ball rolling? What's the first step?
So the very first step, somebody comes in, I have them fill out some paperwork. Many people comment when they come in, geez, I haven't had to fill out this much paperwork even for my doctors. I like to have a pretty good health history, any major health events that have happened for someone, of course, what medications they're on. And we do a head-to-toe. Even if somebody is coming in for, say, headache, I want to know how their sleep is. I want to know how their appetite and digestion are. I want to know what their energy level's like during the day. I want to know what makes their headaches better or worse. Do their headaches always come at a certain time of day? Any information we can get to put together a whole picture. Chinese medicine is kind of like looking at a bigger and bigger picture to see how everything connects. So they fill out this paperwork. I can look over the paperwork, get some ideas, and then we talk. We go through that head to toe. I ask them all about their main symptom and then all the side stuff. And then we talk about what patterns I see. And I always tell people, Chinese medicine looks at the body totally different than Western medicine. They're both right. They're just different ways. And so I talk about what imbalances I see that I think are causing their symptoms and what things I think can help. Usually acupuncture, that's my main modality. And so we talk about, I think you need weekly treatments or I think you need every other week treatments. We talk about what would be involved there. I talk about things that they can do at home that would support this imbalance. If they're having headaches because their energy is really, really stuck, I talk about how exercise is going to be a very important component. If I see a real weakness in the digestive system, which can manifest not only in digestive symptoms, but in other ways and signs that your body's not absorbing. We call it the qi, but you could think about it as nutrients from your food. I might talk about different ways to approach their diet. Sometimes people do better with more warm cooked foods. We talk about all different things like that. And sometimes we add in some Chinese herbs. Sometimes if I feel that their symptoms are extreme and we need to make faster progress than we're going to make with these things, we'll talk about adding a Chinese herb component, because that's like kind of rebalancing your system every single day at home, where you can't come for acupuncture every single day. And we put together a plan. And then most people are here for acupuncture as piece of that, so then we get people on the table. And some people just want to close their eyes and relax and let me do my thing, and some people want to understand why I'm doing everything I'm doing. And so I kind of meet people where they are. Both are perfectly fine, and usually explain, at least to a certain degree, depending on what someone wants, why I'm choosing the points that I'm choosing. People find the needles very relaxing. Usually we put the needles in, put on some soft music, make sure people are warm and comfortable, and let you, and I go out of the room and let people rest for 20 minutes or so. And then come back in, check in. There may be some other techniques that we add in. Sometimes we use an herb that we burn to add heat to certain points. Sometimes we do a technique called cupping that a lot of people have heard about from the Olympics. Sometimes we add a little electrical stimulation to an area. Just depends on what's going on for someone.
Now, what are some of your plans moving forward, not only as an acupuncturist, but as a businesswoman? Are you working towards anything?
So my vision has always kind of been to be part of a more integrative group. Like I said, when I said how Chinese medicine, we look at the body different from Western medicine, I really feel like we're lucky in this country and in this day and age to have the best of both worlds. And there's a lot of neat stuff going on with integrative medicine. Acupuncture is being introduced in hospitals more and more. And people have a lot of choices. And so my goal would be to expand a little bit. I'm not, my goal isn't to have a big, huge business, but to expand a little bit, bring in some different types of practitioners. So somebody can come in with a health concern, and we have a lot right here. We can say, okay, we're going to work on the acupuncture piece here, and I have this great nutritionist who's going to guide you through the best way to support your health at home, and you know, different things, maybe some yoga, maybe some therapy, and some good connections to Western medicine for when that's necessary as well.
All right, and we are just about running out of time, Robin. Did you have any contact info or final thoughts?
I'm always happy to answer questions for people. My website, I don't know if you put that out there, is holdenacupuncture.com, and I do answer a lot of questions on there, and there's both phone and email right on the website are easy ways to contact me. Even if you're not local and you just have a question or are looking for a good referral, I feel that a big piece of healthcare should always be education, and I'm always happy to do that.
Robin, thanks so much for coming on.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you to our listeners. This is ABMFM. We'll return right after this.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.